All right, Jeremy Martin, hey, nice job today. First moto charged up, got a second. Second moto took off. But I got to say, in that second moto, you were pinning it. You were going for it. I saw some sketchiness.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're not in the mud, if you're not a little sketchy, then you're not you're not trying hard. So I got a gap, and then I'm about halfway. I just really kind of put it into cruise control and just kind of maintain it. I saw Hampshire was behind me, and then I saw that another guy was right on me, Justin Cooper.
Yeah,
I knew he was right there. So, honestly, I just wanted to get across the finish line. So I haven't won much this year. So to get that win and those type of conditions is a massive deal. I mean, I was stoked. The last couple rounds have been pretty rough for me, and I think we figured some stuff out a little bit, and it seemed to help.
Yeah, I wrote about your Washougal race, and I can't figure out which J-Mart is going to show up week to week, you know, so it's been frustrating for you as a two-time champ.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, I think, like, I was counting up what I've won for motos, you know, in a season. I think it's been around 10 and 14 and then about 10 or something and 15, and it's just like I just finally got four moto wins today. So, I know I'm capable of winning, and I'm capable of being that same guy again. I know it's still there. The heart, the desire, and the passion to want to be the best and dominate is still there. It's just we got to work on a couple things, and that's what we're working on. And, you know, I think when you win, you know, you learn stuff, but you really don't. Like, you learn a lot about you and your character and stuff when you're down and you're not winning. So it's been one heck of a year, but we're learning, and all new bike, new team. So there's a lot to be said for trying to learn people, you know, learn people and learn the bike. And
sure,
we're getting better.
Late in that first moto, you made up about 4 seconds on Savacci in about two laps, and then you lost about maybe 7 tenths or something. What'd you find in those 4 seconds, and what did he get? Did he rebound, or did you make a mistake?
I don't know what he. I'm just gonna say he probably just chilled.
Yep.
But I felt like I put on a charge,
mm-hmm.
and I figured out the bike a little bit and what I could do to kind of get to that next level, if I can say that. And I was standing up in some places that I was sitting down, and I found that flow where I could flirt with being on the edge, and that's what I've been trying to get all year. So I felt like I found that.
All right, the world wants to know, how's the relationship with Filthy Phil? He was back today. How'd that go?
Well, I mean, I don't even know how the guy did today. I saw him at the Italian restaurant last night. He wouldn't look at me. So, a couple fans came up to me today and were talking about it. And then one of Phil's...
That's the Pulp fans for you.
Yeah, one of Phil's very, very loyal fans gave me a T-shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought it was a really cool T-shirt.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and I probably would have trained in it. But I saw you today.
Yeah.
I saw the Pulp man. So you guys got to tune in this week. He's going to have a great video for you. So just stay on your phones.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, J-Mart. Nice job today.
Yep, thank you.